T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Cavaliers need LeBron to be God to beat the Boston Celtics.
Well, he was average at best last night. What was he?
I mean, he went 26-10. He shot 50% from the field. He turned the ball over too many times.
He did.
He wasn't. Here's the thing. If the bar is LeBron's bar, then yes, he was average.
Right.
The bar for every other player in the league was he had a pretty good night last night.
At this point now, if they're going to win the series, and I think they'll win game 6, but if they're going to win the series, LeBron's going to have to be the god LeBron.
Exactly.
Otherwise, they're not winning.
They need two things. They need LeBron to be the god LeBron, and he wasn't last night.
Right.
And they need some semblance of help from guys not named LeBron or Kevin Love.
Yep.
Because Kevin Love wasn't terrible.
No, he's been pretty good.
What concerns me about, and I think they'll win game 6 too. I think they'll protect home court. But bottom line is they got to go to Boston and win a game 7 if they get there.
Where
which
Boston
I think
has not lost at all in the playoffs.
Where they play with a confidence. They look like a different team. But what concerns me is coaching does matter in this sport. Maybe not as much as the NFL, but it matters. And after the game, Ty Lue is asked about, hey, you know, so Kyle Korver only played 18 minutes. What's up with that? And his answer made no sense. He was talking about, well, Brad Stevens didn't play, Ogili very much, and that was the matchup we expected, so he threw us for a loop. What?
That's ridiculous.
What the hell are you talking about?
Come on.
First of all, that's not how even Korver's played in this entire series. He's not only on the court when this guy is. And number two, Brad Stevens basically played 7 guys last night. That's all he did. He tightened up that rotation, and he can because most of these guys are young and they're not tired, and they can play the 37 minutes. But that answer made no sense.
I don't know
if he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well.
I'm concerned.
Again, LeBron is coaching the team. So.
Well, if he's coaching the team, then what the hell's he doing?
Yeah.
How's Kyle Korver not out there
for more
than
18
minutes?
He's got to play. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you, bro. He's got to play.
LeBron is, there's so many amazing things about LeBron. How about the way he can remember every play? Photographically.
Yeah. Well,
he broke down every turnover and described each play. He's got some memory, that guy.
That is unbelievable. You know what? Then this may sound crazy, but I basically could tell you every shot when I play golf at the end of the day.
You're like LeBron.
No, I swear to God.
That's
I could basically tell every shot I made in all 185 shots I took. It's not that bad. I can remember.
You know why?
That's nuts, but it's true.
I'm not surprised because your memory is really, really good. You have like a photographic memory when it comes to
photographic.
Maybe not photographic because you're not reading
something. It's there if I care about it.
Yeah, sports.
Right.
Golf shots.
Right.
But even when I care about certain things, it just flies out of my head. There's certain things I'll always remember.
So I'm not stunned by that. I mean, I could see where, you know, if you're playing in a game like that, you're going to remember every aspect of what you did in that game.
Yeah, he remembers
every
detail of it.
Right.
But it's amazing how the Celtics in their own building play with such a confidence.
Yep.
And they look like a team that can't be beat. But when we go back to Cleveland tomorrow night, I fully expect things to look completely
different. And this
game
last night from the get-go, they ran out to a big lead early. They're up by 17 early in the game. And you just never felt Cleveland was ever coming back in a game.
No.
I know they made a little bit of a run. They cut that big lead early to 8. But, I mean, you know, that's 8 points still, you know. You never got that feeling they were ever going to win the game.
Never did. You're right. And thoroughly, the Celtics were the better basketball team.
Yep.
They were just flat out better. And they are the better basketball team.
Overall.
And they have the better coach.
Oh.
What they don't have and what may be the difference is that intangible named LeBron James.
Yep.
Maybe the greatest player of our generation.
Yep.
And while Jason Tatum has a chance to be a star, a superstar, I don't know if he's there yet. He is very good, but he's not there yet.
The scary thing about Boston, and this is what bothers me, is that here they are already with a chance to be in the finals this year, right?
Mm.
And how good is this team going to be for how long? They don't even have Kyrie Irving or Brandon Haywood here, or Gordon Haywood. They don't even have them.
And they've got more draft picks coming.
Unbelievable. How good is this team going to be?
It's scary. It really is very scary.
Are we going to have to deal with the Celtic dynasty again?
Yeah.
Am I have to deal with another one?
I don't know if it's going to be a dynasty, but they're going to be a team that it will take almost a miracle for the Knicks or Nets to get through.
But who's going to beat them in the East?
Philadelphia.
Philly, that's right, Philly. Philly's the one team. You're
I think
right.
Philadelphia's
Philly's
one.
Philly's got
I
the
think,
shot.
I
Milwaukee?
Think Milwaukee with better coaching right. and Giannis continuing right. to take a step.
Yeah.
And the other thing you always have to keep in mind about the wild, wacky NBA are changes when it comes to rosters. A week and a half ago, I talked about this on a Saturday show. I didn't get to it during the week, but I'll throw it at you because it got me excited. I'm sure it would get you excited. That there's already reports that Karl Anthony Towns and the Timberwolves are not in a good place right now.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You want to come home?
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm not saying the Knicks are getting him. I'm not saying the Nets are getting him. But what if Karl Anthony Towns?
I do Porzingis for Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh, would you?
Of course I'm just saying. I'm being nice. At least I'm giving him something.
Is that as fair as J.R.'s Familiar for Clint Frazier?
Well, I think it's more fair.
No, it's not. Because Clint Frazier hasn't proven anything. Karl Anthony Towns, you know.
No, I understand. But I think at least you're giving him a viable person here
I'm
in Porzingis.
Giving him J.R.'s Familiar. Yeah, well,
come on. Like I said, we're giving him a viable person.
The best part about Cat, as his friends call him, the best part about Cat.
Cat.
And this is the opposite of Porzingis.
Is that like Cabby for Cabrera?
I don't like that one
no,
as much.
I don't either. It just bothers me, too.
Not a big fan of
I don't like it.
But Karl Anthony Towns has been in the league for 3 years. 82? 82?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
82.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
How many guys can do that?
No, I'll take them. I'm in.
And I only bring him up because...
Him and Kawhi.
Both of them. Well, but that's the thing. If the Philadelphia 76ers acquire Karl Anthony Towns and Kawhi Leonard, yeah, they're going to be the team.
Wow.
What if Cleveland gets creative, brings back LeBron, and adds Karl Anthony Towns and Kawhi Leonard?
No, I know.
So, Milwaukee, I think we already talked about. As far as anybody else in the East, Toronto feels like a lost cause at this point. Forget about them.
Forget them.
Washington makes some kind of big move. I don't know.
Right.
So things can happen. But, yeah, I mean, it looks like the Celtics are going to run the show for a while, especially when you get Kyrie back. And you
terrible.
Get – I mean, Gordon – I can't even say getting –
Really terrible.
I can't even say getting Gordon Hayward back. The guy played nine seconds for the Celtics.
I can't take another Celtic dynasty. I just can't take it.
And the truth is, I'm sorry. I apologize because it's my team's fault.
Well, I mean,
it's their fault.
It's not your team. You know whose fault it is?
Billy King.
Billy King.
And Mikhail Prokhorov, those two
clowns.
Yeah,
those guys.
Yeah,
both. They thought they were going to win a title with those guys immediately.
Yeah. They built this team. We built this city on Billy King. We built this team.
I like that. It's the old Jefferson Starship
song. That's right.
Song.
They can make a song about that.
Ray Slick, Marty Ballin.
This team was built by Billy King and Mikhail Prokhorov. It was.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Two of their three best players right now are net picks.
Unbelievable.
So you're welcome, Boston.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's painful.
And you're right.
But they do have to get rid of the white shoes. The white shoes have to go. I mean, why Danny Ainge thinks that you need what? I mean, that I can't tell you how that bothers me. And I hate the Celtics. I can't. That's like the Celtics wearing, like, you know, blue uniforms.
As bad?
It's terrible.
Uniforms jump out at you more than
shoes. I'm watching the game last night. I'm like, what's wrong with it? There's something wrong here. and I'm like, they're wearing white shoes. They don't wear white shoes. I mean, the old-time Celtic fans out there, and there's plenty of them, it's got to bother you seeing that, doesn't it? And I can't believe Red Auerbach signed off on that. That stuns me that he did. Stuns me.
Yeah, I never noticed it until... You brought it up. I guess I would never know the sneaker color.
I would never. The Knicks actually wore black shoes for a while, and that bothered me in a Ewing era. It would bother me because that's the Celtics wear black. I would never buy. And I play, you know, and I wasted my time. I played a lot of basketball when I was a kid. I should have been playing golf. But with that said, okay, I would never buy black sneakers because I hated the Celtics. I'm not wearing Celtic sneakers.
But I went back.
That's how I thought. That's how, seriously.
I went back and I'm looking at highlights of the 2008 NBA Finals.
Right.
And
they weren't wearing white, were they?
I'm looking at it right
now.
Why
didn't I notice that?
I don't know. That's what I'm curious about. What made you notice it now?
I don't know. I don't know. But last night it just jumped out at me.
They
really wore white back then?
Well, you know what? It's mixed because now I'm seeing a highlight from the Eastern Conference Finals and they're wearing black. On the road they wore black and at home they wore white.
When we were at that game, what was it, game five, was it, in L.A.? What was the game we were at? Game five in L.A.?
Yeah.
In 08? When the Celtics beat them?
Joe, here's what I'm noticing from these clips. From 08. When they're home, they're wearing white. When they're on the road, they're wearing black.
Okay.
That's what I'm noticing.
But
they
wore black all the time. Or green.
Right.
Or green. Did wear green.
Yeah. See, on the road, now I see it again. Series against the Pistons.
Mick, doesn't that
black.
Bother you? You're an old school NBA guy. Doesn't it bother you seeing the Celtics wear white sneakers? Seriously.
Quick answer, because Dove's going to his head's going to explode.
No.
That doesn't bother me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Were you a Celtic fan growing up? I get that feeling you were.
No.
Oh, okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.